tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Sorry, okay, I had to do a dance break. Woo! Because if you can't tell, this is Castle After Show, Season 7, Episode 22, Dead from New York.
Dead from New York.
Oh, man, this episode was awesome. Welcome, everybody. I'm so happy that we are here. It's just the two of us. It's your awesome host, Alexis Torres. You can find me all over the interwebs as atorres890. But I can't stop talking about this lovely lady next to me.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us. Yes, Alexis and I are doing a little duet tonight.
Heck yeah.
Because Heather is out doing something else, and we're so glad to see you. You can tweet me and follow me on Instagram at J2Snyder. Let's get into this.
Yes. I mean, do I still hear music?
Oh, yeah,
that's you.
That's me. My bad.
Heather is busy doing some other stuff, being awesome, but you can follow her at Heather Joy Smith all over the social media as well. But we have a lot to talk about in this episode, Dead from New York. I'm like trying to look at my notes because I'm just like, there's so many things happening. But of course, we have our murder victim. But I like how they opened the show this time where he was hanging from the elevator.
That whole bit with the jelly donut.
See, I was telling JJ when we first started that I was like, I hope that lady doesn't put that in her mouth, because when she was leaning over, you know, she picked it up and it looked like she was going to be like, well, you got jelly on your shoulder. And I was like, no, that's not how that works. You can't eat a jelly donut and then there's just blood on your
shoulder.
Like, that's not
so
how that works.
So, as usual, you caught on to that before I did. Because I was like, what? He just got jelly on his
thing. No, don't do it.
Hey, speaking of donuts, we have some cupcakes. Can we just
please
tell people why?
Take it away.
Guys, look, we're celebrating the 150th episode of Castle tonight.
Woo! Yeah! Thank you, studio audience.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all for joining us.
Yes. And also, our drinks here that are sitting that I've made is also for the 150th. But if you guys are awesome nerds like I am, may the 4th be with you, because
it is
Star Wars Day.
Big Star Wars Day.
Yes. You can't see it right now, but I'm wearing a Han Solo dress. I will have to show it to you later.
Yes.
I've also probably tweeted it out in some
There was
shape
like
or form.
An international celebration of Star Wars today.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
And so I made Star Wars themed drinks. I am drinking the dark side, and JJ over there is drinking the Force.
Yes. And the Force smells like a drink that you would get on vacation in Hawaii.
Yes.
And it is loaded.
So I apologize if we're a little bit more smiley this episode. But you can look it up. The recipes are really easy. You can actually, I think Disneyland actually, California does the recipes. So you can find them on the internet. Just look up Star Wars themed drinks. They're awesome.
This is a Disney cocktail.
It is.
Which is so cool.
Is so funny, but yeah. I kind of made it more adult because it's extremely heavily coated with awesomeness. That's all
okay.
I'm going to say.
All right.
But anyway, but yes, so
Saturday night tonight.
So I love that they did that. I love how it was just like, instead of Saturday Night Live, it's Saturday Night Tonight.
Yes.
Ding.
And they kept saying SNT Studios, and it was like,
it really threw me off.
I bet it was hard for the actors even to memorize that, because we're so used to saying SNL.
Yeah. Every time I wrote it in my notes, I had to go back. I was like, it's not SNL.
SNT Studios.
So, yeah, but I like that. So we had Sid Ross, who's supposed to be Lauren Michaels kind of role, and he has been murdered.
Oh, yes.
In a terrible way.
Just head down. I think, yeah, gruesome way. Just dropped right down through the elevator shaft. Mm-hmm. Not pretty.
No. And I love how Lainey explained it, where it was just like, yeah, he was strangled with his own tie and then thrown down an elevator shaft. I don't know That's like extremely soap opera to me, you know?
Yeah.
Just like, it reminded me of when, again, showing my nerdy side over here.
Quit being such a nerd tonight.
That I was thinking of, if you guys have ever watched Friends, I was thinking of Joey's character, Dr. Drake Remora, where they throw him down elevator shaft.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what that's why it made me laugh so hard. But yeah, so we find out, you know, that, that Kate and Castle get to go to the set and talk to some people, and we get to see a very familiar face. She can say his name so well, but he plays this character named Mickey Franks.
Jaleel White.
There it is.
Yes.
Who played Urkel. Yeah.
Yeah, who's all grown up now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. even back then, I was kind of like,
What? You're what?
You're kind of cute.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I had, like, a giant crush on him.
Do you have, like, a nerd card in your wallet? Because you are such a nerd.
Showing it out there. But
you know what, though? I thought he was great. I don't know what you guys all thought.
I hate that people think that he can't act. He did really good this episode.
No, and I thought, honestly, before the episode started, I was saying, you know, like, a lot of child actors who start out playing nerds, it's hard for them to ever graduate into any other character. But I feel like, I mean, I could see how he could go really silly. The puppet thing was a little silly, but I don't know. He has this really deep, interesting voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I can kind of see him in some different roles. I thought, yeah,
I mean, I really appreciated him. I mean, yes, that puppet thing that he did in the precinct was so silly, but it showed that when he cut from that, as soon as they told him, because we found out that he was having an altercation. Well, not an altercation, but he was kind of acting out during a show. You know, he's the lead actor. I really don't know what to call even in SNL, I'm like, are you actors? Improv artists?
Yeah,
like,
no, they're still actors. Yeah, they're improvers, but they're everything, but they're the actors.
So, you know, he's the main actor on the show.
Yes.
And, you know, they saw footage of him, you know, okay, I might
Castle was totally enamored of him.
Well, yeah, because he's supposed to be the funniest guy on the whole cast, which is awesome, because I still think that he's just a really funny guy in general in anything that he acts in. But I also really liked the fact that, one, before their interaction with Mickey, they come across a writer who freaked out because she got to meet the awesome Kate Beckett and Richard Castle.
Yeah, she was cute. Liz Bell.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I loved her. And in my brain, I was like, oh, she's probably going to swoon over Castle. Most of the women do on this show. But no, she was all over. She was all over Kate. And she had the best quote, I think, out of the whole show.
Oh, where it was, yes, this was the best.
Yes. How do you fight crime and keep your hair like that? And also in heels. And then, like, before she could answer, Gene Vogel, who is the second in command. I couldn't remember if he was a producer or one of the CEOs.
President of Ross's production company.
Thank you. Yes. Was, you know, trying to tell them, like, how sorry he was that they passed away, or that Sid passed away, and hopefully he can help them in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they find footage that Mickey Franks was actually sitting there trying to do a rehearsal, and he just wrecked the set because of Sid Ross.
Oh, yeah. He had a total meltdown on set, which made him look really suspicious, because he literally started yelling out, like, you're dead.
You know, he's dead to me.
Yeah.
And so they bring him in, and of course he's sitting in the precinct in the interrogation room with his puppet and just starts going to town and trying to do this whole crazy town thing where you have to talk into the puppet. But I love what JJ brought up before the scene even came up.
Marissa, we do have a picture of this.
Yeah,
actor.
She showed it already.
Oh, she did. Okay. Great. Well, that was the picture, guys. The thing I thought was so funny about this scene, I'm sure a lot of you guys saw the scene because they also, ABC used it as a promo. So I had seen it a couple times before even the episode tonight, was Castle's reaction to him, to the actor and the puppet.
It was so funny.
Because Castle had this just hilarious smile on his face. It was so genuine. It was so Nathan Fillion, like, oh my God, this guy's kind of crazy, and I'm totally down for it. Like, I am totally down for the puppet.
It was adorable. I mean, I already love Nathan Fillion. Just just the little things is what makes me fall in love with him every single time.
Yeah.
But no, so obviously as soon as Kate goes and you killed him, he drops the puppet and just, it's a totally, that's why I like him as an actor. He went from being this ridiculous, silly man to like, whoa, this is, no, that I didn't do that. And it was a totally different person. I loved that.
Yeah.
And I love seeing the dynamic and everything. And so we find out, obviously, that he was getting drunk because he was trying to get fired because he being on S&T was keeping him from doing projects and yeah. films and things
he
like that.
He felt like he was locked into his contract. Mm-hmm. And so even when they showed up on set, right, that yeah. in the prop room.
Yeah, he just woke up because he was drinking from, I think it was 11 p.m. to like 3 a.m. And then he just woke up.
Yes. Which isn't hard to believe. I don't know. I spent my first 10 years in this town as an actor, so...
No way.
Well, yeah.
And that's awesome.
I mean, so, you know, and an improver. And so, you know, the idea of, you know, drinking till 3 a.m., I'm like, yeah, because that's what we did.
Oh, I'm like,
I mean... Because that's how actors roll. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's plenty of that.
Well, yeah, I can yeah. tell. I mean, I wasn't, like, judging him for it. I just thought it was funny that he just fell asleep in the prop room. I think that's yes. hysterical, because I would yes. love to do that. I would love to just grab one of those. What?
But I wasn't sure I believed him yet.
Oh,
totally,
no.
At that
I thought,
point, right?
I thought at first that he was also acting because he was doing such a great job. And then yeah. out of nowhere, where, you know, we found out that his alibi did check out with the bartender mm-hmm. in the upstairs rooftop bar, and he was actually asleep the whole time. But we find out also,
and then we're kind of back to that place in Castle where you're like, okay, I have no idea who did it, so who are we going to chase after next?
Oh, speaking yeah. of, before we keep going, what? I love my second favorite quote of the day was funny mother fudgicle.
Oh, yeah.
Fudgicle. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said with the puppet.
Oh, yeah. yeah. And he's like, oh, watch your mouth.
You're funny mother fudgicle.
And I thought it was adorable, and I was like, I'm going to steal that. I'm just going to start telling that to people. You're a funny mother fudgicle. I love that.
That was cute.
Anyway, so of course,
props to the writers for that.
Oh
one.
Yeah,
again,
I love the Castle writers. Yep. They're great. They keep me on my toes, and at the same time, rip my heart out at the same yep. time. But anyway, so we have to go back. We find out that Danny Valentine, who both Castle and Kate are huge fans of, was.
Oh, you mean Danny Valentine? Do you want to come back to my dressing room?
So gross. Okay, so I don't know if anybody... JJ and I were sitting there. I was trying to hold back vomit the whole time. listening to this man
act. He was slick. Yeah, he was slick.
No, he was not. He was not
well,
smooth.
Well, no, I mean slick. No, no. I don't mean like for real. I mean like...
No, he was
like
slimy.
There we go.
He was
yeah.
super slimy yeah. and gross. Yeah. He was... I put every single time he talked, I put, ew, you're gross, you're a creepster, please go away.
Well, and he was really charming like when he introduced Carly Rae Jepsen. I know I'm jumping forward,
no,
but
okay.
you can see he's that showman.
Oh yeah.
But then behind the scenes, he's all about like getting the pretty girl in his dressing room and the wink.
Anyway, yeah. sorry, I can't even like, I'm picturing his face and I just want to high five him in the face with a chair. I just want to do that. But no, so we find out, obviously, Danny Valentine, was a good friend of Sid's, and also, that's a little ways into the episode, but we do know that mm-hmm. he does own 5% of the company.
Yeah, so because he was the guest star at the beginning of the whole series starting mm-hmm. or something.
So
which is like,
pretty cool.
That would be an amazing deal mm-hmm. if something like that happened.
That would be pretty awesome.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. He had no idea that the show was going to do well and just making money off of it. But yes,
yeah.
he was hitting on Cake. He was hitting on Kate.
You're
Kate
thinking
Beckett.
About our. You're thinking, about
the cupcakes.
The cupcakes tonight.
I keep
Yay.
Looking at him. I'm just like, yeah.
Smells so much like lard frosting. The good. No, I mean
like the good frosting.
Yeah,
okay.
The good frosting.
I don't want
that's
to eat
like,
it now.
That's like some lard and sugar right
so
there.
So we find out after our very disgusting meeting with Danny Valentine that that Sid actually went to Brooklyn for
oh, wait.
Some reason.
I'm sorry, but during that meeting a great thing happened. And someone even commented on the boards is that Castle got really jealous.
Yeah, but I knew that was going to happen. I loved it when he, like, pushed Danny back.
Yes.
He's like, so, where were you?
And I thought it took him a while to kind of clue into it, too.
Yeah, because he was so excited that Danny Valentine was playing
yes.
him in the sketch.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, Danny passed him in their their conversation. And he was just like, yes, detective. And I was like, no. No! I was, like, freaking out. It was so gross. But yes, and yeah, just seeing Castle get jealous was awesome because he doesn't hide it very well.
No, he doesn't at all.
But at the same
time,
he's
an open book.
You notice that his chest kind of puffs up when
yep.
he starts talking, and I'm just like, all right, buddy, it's okay.
Yeah, it was cute.
It's fine.
And then he kind of accused Kate of flirting with him.
But yeah. She was twirling her hair when
oh,
they were
yeah.
talking.
Did anyone else catch that? Alexis caught that.
I was so mad. I
yeah,
was like,
you did.
Kate,
yep.
stop it.
Yeah. Well, because he was right up.
It was so gross.
Yep.
I was just like, you're in my bubble. You're breathing
mm-hmm.
on my bubble.
Flirting.
I see the air. Stop it.
Yep.
But yeah, and so yeah, we go back to the precinct. Castle's just extremely upset and just all kinds of salty because he has like his lips are all pierced and he's like looking at her and she's like, he was flirting with me. I wasn't. What was I supposed to do? And he's just like, And she's like, Espo, what do you have to like change the subject?
Now this is where we find out though what he really was doing that night, that he was supposed to meet Sid,
mm-hmm. we find out
Evelyn, the ex-wife.
Yes, and right? That didn't happen.
No, because he kind of flaked on him, and he saw him leaving the building,
mm-hmm.
right?
And he was going, he got onto the subway, mm-hmm. and he took it to Brooklyn, and all of a sudden we get traffic cam footage from the police down in Brooklyn
yep.
that apparently he was in an alleyway. And I liked how they did this. They did it like step by step. It was first, here's a shot of the alleyway. Okay, what's happening?
And there was a little smoke. Did anyone notice the smoke?
Yes, I did notice the smoke.
I did too.
And then you saw three flashes of light. Mm-hmm. And of course, everybody's like, oh, are those gunshots? And I was just like, yes, there was three gunshots. What happened now? So Sid can't die because he died in the office. So who just died?
Mm-hmm.
And then you see Sid. I love how they said it. Like he was with his 60-year-old legs trying to huff it.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the alleyway. And
then out comes the shooter, like several seconds later, with a mask.
Which I like that you noticed that he was swimming in his clothes.
Yeah,
so
he's
he didn't
thin.
Fit them.
Mm-hmm. I could tell he's thin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I could tell about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, which was weird because I was sitting there going, okay. And also he looked like he was kind of short because his pants were kind of baggy at the end. Did you notice that? Like at the very end of his, where his shoes were?
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I noticed that his pants were really baggy at the end. So I was like, either he's lanky and short, either he's lanky and I can't tell because it's dark, or he's short, skinny, and his pants or whatever he's wearing doesn't fit because he probably doesn't wear them all the time.
Oh my gosh, someone said it on the message boards, Beverly. I love the hair twirling. Beckett knows how to flirt.
Totally, because you know, when she did that, I went back to like high school or junior high or like.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like,
stop it, Kate. You're more professional than that. But it was adorable to see her go from like...
Well, someone's got to be able to get under her skin.
No, it made sense. Yeah. I was happy that it happened. I just didn't like it because it was Danny Valentine.
Yes,
I was like,
yes.
No. I thought that was really funny. But yeah, so...
Okay, so now we know this whole alley has been established. So we pretty much know we're working around some framework of the alley.
But it was so...
An event.
It was so weird, though, because I was trying to... put together, why is a multimillionaire, you know, going around, which Kate brought up, why is a multimillionaire walking around in the middle of the night in an alleyway?
Yep.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yep. But we knew nothing about why at that point.
I thought
nothing.
It was really weird. Yep. I was like, this doesn't make sense. And so, you know, the other thing before we continue with the case is I definitely want to take a break and talk about Mama Castle.
Oh, let's do it. Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Because we find out that she was kind of acting a little strange in the beginning of the episode. She was doing her typical 48.
Is he dead? Is he dead? Wasn't that the line?
Yes.
Is he dead?
Is he dead?
Yes.
Which I liked how they opened the show with that, where Kate thought that Mama Shades was like, asking her a question, and she's like, who's dead?
Well, she's... So, Castle's, you know, known this. He grew up with a mother who's an actress.
Mm-hmm.
So, she apparently does this before her show opens. She uses the opening line from the show,
mm-hmm.
and she goes over it and over and over it, right?
Yeah, and she uses it as a conversation. She will not use any other words. She will only use the first line.
Yeah, and she's just, you know, she's exploring how to say it.
Yeah.
And she's getting in her zone.
Yeah, trying to find her character.
This was a really cool... like, side story. We really like this, especially when they ended up having the talk.
Yeah,
This was really a cool conversation.
It was kind of nice because the last episode we had more of an Alexis thing, you know,
yes.
where we got to see her grow. But we
yep.
haven't really seen Mama Shade / Mama Castle really be a character. She's usually just in the background, like, I'm off to rehearsals, darling. Like, you know, she just kind of moves on. But I like that we took a minute. She wasn't saying her lines. And Kate was like, you need to talk to her. And I'm going to mm-hmm. see you at the precinct later. And we find out that she was just nervous and scared that, you know, the theater back then when she was on Broadway, you know, was totally different. And, you know, the previews were just there to get her bearings. But now people are there with their cell phones and videotaping her. And she was just scared that, you know, that people weren't going to like her and
yeah,
judge and her for her character.
The spirit behind the whole conversation was really touching, I thought, because it was in addition to having these new people who would come and put their cell phone up during your preview, and then they judge you and write reviews, which is like, yeah, oh, can't we all just like be people?
Yeah. Turn off your phone.
I know. Goodness. Oh, wait, let me check my computer while I say that.
Yeah, see? I was literally looking for my notes.
I know. But yeah, we're so in it. But still, it's like there's also humanity going on. So the bigger experience for her was that this was a comeback for her.
It was.
She's thinking, God, I'm gonna get this role. I got this role. I'm gonna be back on Broadway, and this is gonna be a comeback. And this is her in a total moment of doubt, of thinking, you know what? I can't do this, and I'm gonna be judged, and I'm be made fun of. And Castle's response was amazing.
So good. I loved your reaction
to it.
It
was so solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote it down.
He said,
"Do you have the quote? Or
yeah,
I have it.
Okay, go."
Of course, he says, absolutely not.
Yes.
And he said, you've always taught me that no one will give you anything in this life. You must earn it. And I feel like you have. And I was like, that's a great line. And I'm stealing it for more life mantra, quotes to read off when I wake up in the morning kind of things. Cause I have I'm like being Mary Jane, if you know what that show is. And she puts post-its of famous quotes all over her room and like her headboard. So I'm adding that to my
I loved
list.
It. And then he ended with like, you have earned this.
Yeah.
And you could just tell coming from her son and the relationship that they have, that just him saying that boosted her back into a space of, oh my gosh, what was I thinking?
And I love,
you're right. I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, and I love their little mother and son moment where he's like, say it one more, say the line, and then she says it, and he's like, one more.
Oh, yeah.
And then she says it one more time. Or no, with feeling.
Yes,
and then
feeling.
She says it one more time, and then he's like, save it for the cheap seats, and then she stands up and says it really loud, and they're like, and scene.
Yes.
And they take a bow. It's just, I really like when they show the family together, because I feel like even though, yes, we love the mystery and we love the action and, the humor, I love seeing, everybody really loves the Kate and Castle, like, little lovey-dovey moments, but my favorite moments out of every single season that has come from this show is seeing Alexis, Mama Castle, and Richard all together.
Oh, really?
And just, yeah. I just feel like they don't do it very often, so it's more special than seeing Kate and Castle doing their thing, or Ryan and Espo doing
their
thing.
Well, plus she's just, like, awesome.
Oh my God, I love her. She's a great actress.
Like an awesome legend.
Yeah.
We have something really neat that came up on the message boards.
I was gonna say it, but I would rather JJ.
Okay, so Beverly Williams again, thank you.
You're awesome, by the
way. Said, not only is this May the 4th be with you, okay, but today is, the 150th episode,
which is why we have
of Castle, which is why we're celebrating.
Yep.
And it's also the day in 2008 that Stana booked the role of Beckett.
Yeah. And I think that's really, that, like, just thinking about it, back in 2008, I'm like, oh my gosh, I graduated high school in 2008. I just realized that.
Yeah, 8 years.
Yeah.
7 years ago.
Because I was the class of don't hate 08.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh my gosh.
That was really
embarrassing. Are you serious?
Yeah. That was our slogan. Don't hate 08.
Oh my gosh.
So lame. But yeah, I think that's, oh God, that's so cool.
I wonder what that was like to book that role. Oh my goodness.
I bet you she had no idea that it was going to be eight seasons long now, because they did sign up for season 8. Technically, yeah.
I don't think we have word on season 8 technically. I mean, we have Nathan on.
Yes.
But we don't, we're ABC hasn't.
That's right.
Renewed
Sorry.
Yet.
So
and we don't have word
guys.
On Stana. That's okay, because I know you want it to happen. Like everybody else.
But yeah, so at least I don't think she realized that this was going to go on for 7 years when she booked this role.
Oh yeah, I know.
And I think that's really cool. And the fact that, like, her character, just like this writer in this show, is just like, oh my God, I love you. How do you, fight crime with those giant heels of yours? So.
And how do you keep your hair looking like that? Speaking of hair, can we talk? Because Alexis and I really like to talk about Stana's hair.
Yes.
And it was very straight. It's been straight for an episode or two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very different look. How do you guys like it?
Yes, please. If you're in the comment section, which both JJ and I are both looking at, and also tweet us, comment anything if you miss this.
For those of you who are hair savvy.
Yes.
Because,
I mean, her hair is always on point. I think in the first season, I'm not going to lie, her hair was not that great, because it was that weird I couldn't tell if she was trying to go for the Rachel or like this weird Bob. I was like, what are you doing with your hair right now?
Yeah.
But I didn't mind because it was the first season. I was mostly intrigued with Nathan Fillion at the time. But anyway.
I know. If you love Nathan, it doesn't matter much. But,
No, I think Stana's great and her hair looked fantastic. But anyway, so we find out that the person who was driving the SUV who was there at the shooting that night was Kurt Van Zandt. Who
great name.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, writers. Nice.
Yep.
Apparently he claimed that he financed S&T and apparently Sid took it from him. And so we cut back to apparently they saw him or his that he was taking a badge from and claiming to be somebody else, and he was at the S&T studios.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they start walking and they talk to the person who cleared him.
Yeah, the security kid.
Yeah, Chad.
Chad
said that Danny Valentine was the one that cleared
Chad,
him.
Chad, who is skinny.
Yeah.
Which makes him suspicious.
Oh yeah. Which I figured because again with my weird prediction where I'm like, oh, he was only in it for a little bit, but he also keeps coming back. Maybe he's the killer.
Yes. Yes. But Chad was starting to look suspicious.
Yeah, but I also thought it was the little Asian lady, too.
You did. You did, the writer.
I was way off.
Yeah, Liz.
Yeah, I thought it was Liz Bell.
Yeah, you did.
But anyway, so yeah, he says, oh, no, Danny Valentine was the one that gave him the pass. And so they start walking on over to
Valentine's dressing room.
And then you hear, help,
help,
help, help. And, of course, Stana being awesome. Yeah, I love that the fact that they did tease to that in the sketch that she tries to kick down the door and her heel gets stuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that Stana never gets her heel stuck because she kicks it correctly, mind you. And she knocked down that door and she semi-saves Danny.
Who's hanging out the window. And did you have this thought at all or being held out the window? I thought for a moment that maybe they were going to go like, oh, no, we're just rehearsing something.
Nope.
Or like it was fake or something.
Nope.
No, you knew. Okay.
Nope. Apparently, I love that Cass was like, let him go. And Danny's like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
But at first it did seem fake, but I didn't see it as he was going to push him out the window. I thought he was trying to scare him, like most shakedowns work, which is what Danny said. He said that, oh, no, it was a shakedown. He was trying to get information from me.
Yep.
So he pretty much just broke the window, and he was just mostly trying to hang him out the window. I don't think he was actually going to kill him.
Now, wasn't he also... He also knew that Valentine had a percentage in the show.
Yes, he
so wasn't
5%.
He also trying to get him to...
He was trying to get the $4 million.
Some of the money?
Apparently, he was trying to get the $4 million from him. But then we find out that...
So then Van Zandt says, no, you got the wrong guy.
No, Sid just told me that that we were going to have a meeting and he was going to finally give me a giant chunk of the show, the money, what's the word? Proceedings, I guess? Is that the right word? No. I'm trying to think of the word right now.
Some chunk of money.
Yeah, he's going to get a chunk of change from him.
Proceeds?
Proceeds,
from
thank
the
you.
Show?
Like,
okay.
Proceedings.
We got it.
Brain. Sorry,
see
guys.
See what happens when you drink the Star Wars drinks during the show? What show are we talking about? Just kidding.
Firefly. I'm just kidding. So we find out that, that Sid was trying to give him a huge chunk, but he said that he had to deal with this meeting first. And so they went to, he wanted to get a gun from him. And Kurt was like, oh, okay. So he got him the gun. But instead of him leaving...
He hung out.
He hung out. He stayed in the SUV.
I just got this guy a gun. I don't know what he's going to do with it.
Yeah, I like how he said that there's danger or something like that. Or this man is, in danger. And I thought that was very interesting. And so he's in the alleyway. He sees the gunshots and he just sees Sid. He doesn't see Sid at all. But he sees this man getting a green duffel bag out of the dumpster. And he just booked it because he's like, I'm on parole. I don't want to get in trouble because the cops will be there, which is very suspicious.
I felt he was very convincing. Like, all the people that they sat and talked to.
Especially Chad. Chad was the one
Chad was so convincing.
Yeah.
I thought, no, he really, really didn't do it, even though it's time for us to find out who did it. Because he's acting genuinely
He looks
displaced.
Like he's freaking out. He's like, oh, my God, I'm going to go to jail for something I didn't do. I'm panicking. So we find out that he did leave, and he was I don't know what Kurt's alibi was. I can't remember off the top of my head. But we find out that Sid actually took out 4 million non-sequential bills out of from his business manager and all the accounts and stuff like that. And they're thinking, and also he yelled out I don't know who's the one that caught that. Kurt caught that he was yelling, where is she?
Yes.
And as soon as he said that, I was like, who the heck is that?
Right.
What does that have to do with anything? And then we find out that his ex-wife...
Because we already met his wife.
Yeah.
So I was like okay,
what?
Yeah,
this is gonna be. That his ex-wife was kidnapped. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense, but okay. Mm-hmm. And we find out that Evelyn was being held, which I love that, again, technology is a huge part of it.
Oh my gosh.
That
the app?
Keep My Jog or...
They did like an iCloud sort of simulation.
That iCloud simulation was terrible.
Yeah.
Personally, it looked really, graphic wise, I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was a little
budget's
junior.
Budget's not there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was a little junior. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so...
But they traced her. The run was cool because we saw her coming out of the apartment building, going left.
Not
and
Kurt,
then
Evelyn.
All of a sudden... Yeah.
Yeah.
I said her.
Oh, I heard her. Kurt, and I was like, Kurt,
that's because you've
that.
Been drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more alcohol for
I'm just kidding. And then we saw her... oops, sorry, guys. We saw her turn the other way and go 30 miles an hour.
That was crazy how it was just like, oh, I'm jogging. I'm going to turn the corner. And then, pew. And I was like, what? Man, she's running really fast. And then, Kate was like, yeah, she's going 30 miles an hour. Obviously, she's in a car. And I love how you were like, no, she could have just been running really fast, guys.
Yeah.
You never know.
So she got kidnapped and taken to a warehouse.
Yeah, all the way across town. I was like, holy smokes. And apparently, that's where she was. They found her, or Espo found her, and she said that she was just running, and then she went to stretch, and all of a sudden there was a cloth to her mouth, and mm-hmm. she woke up, and she was in a warehouse with a man with a black and gold mask with a zipper going all the way from the back.
And didn't notice what he was wearing, but noticed he had a ring on.
I love how every single time I watch any crime show, doesn't matter what it is, every time a victim gets kidnapped, they always notice. They don't notice what clothes he's wearing. He always notices something.
Thing. Yeah. A tattoo or a scar.
Ring or whatever.
I know. I always notice that too. And I think, okay, so if I ever get kidnapped, you have to really pay attention to the details of the person.
Yeah. Don't worry about if they're wearing plaid or Levi jeans. Just look. They have some weird scar on their face or on their arm. So
okay,
that was cool.
So, but they were obviously able to recover Evelyn, which was great when they
I
got
know,
to the
I'm
warehouse.
I'm so glad.
I know. She was a nice lady and a good actress.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I said, I love that you brought that up, that she was a good actress because she looked like
she
just
had
got
been
kidnapped.
Out on a run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that too.
And she just didn't overdo it. She was just like.
No, especially when Castle showed the picture of the mask and she was kind of like, I don't want to look at it because it's.
Yeah.
That was.
She was like, no, don't take me back to that place.
I like that. And I like that it wasn't like, like over the top.
It wasn't dramatic.
Yeah,
like
she was
I
just
kind of.
No, well, yeah, but I thought that was great. So I give you a.
Oh my gosh. And then the funniest thing, because you made this call last week, how Castle always knows this like bizarre information.
Oh my God.
And of course he recognizes the mask from a sketch on SNT. Yes. And he's like, oh, that's the mask from Lucha Libre Lunch Buffet.
I'm so glad you wrote that down.
Lucha Libre Lunch Buffet.
Say that five times fast. Don't do it.
That's hilarious.
No, don't do it.
But that was really cute that he, of course.
And he looked it up. He found a picture. It was 2 years ago. I was like,
Castle,
your brain.
It was like a Mexican wrestling mask.
Yeah, it was a luchador mask. And I was sitting there going, your brain, it remembers the weirdest stuff. But then also, I'm the same way. So, anyway.
You have such a big crush.
I do.
Yeah.
On Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, you do.
But no, so then, of course, they go back to S&T because they figure out who the killer is. Mm-hmm. Or, well, not... Yeah, yeah.
Carly Rae first.
They went back to get the mask to find out who signed it out, and then they bump into Carly
Rae
Jepsen.
From the props guy with the beard.
He was like, right now, we're doing a live show. Yeah. And I was like, all right, buddy, relax. We're police. We're trying to figure out a murder.
Yes. But they were live.
Yeah, they had things to do.
And
he's like,
I got a beard. Give me a break.
And I was like, stop.
Such a beard dude.
Yeah.
And they said it's the mask from the Lucha Libre Lunch Buffet. And he's like, oh, that was a terrible sketch.
Yeah. I love how they all said that. They were like,
they're like, oh, it was terrible.
But yeah, so while he was looking for the mask or who signed it out, they bump into Nathan Fillion Richard Castle goes into like fangirl mode when she meets Carly Rae Jepsen, which I was trying to sit there.
Oh, here she is. Yeah, so cute.
She was adorable. And I like that.
Yeah, she's good.
And I also like the fact that she got to perform, which was so weird for me because I was like, what's happening? Are we having a musical performance right now?
Yes, and I don't know what you guys thought. Alexis and I thought that this was like a kind of a special celebration for the 150th episode. Let's do something cool. Let's have, also, you know, someone come on and perform.
I would like for the fans to answer this question, because even though I've been watching, I also do forget, because, you know, I'm human. I was wondering if this is the first time we've had a musical, like, performance on the show in the past 7 years. So if anybody wants to bring that up and correct me, please do so, because I would like to know so I can remember. But if not, I feel like, personally, my opinion, that I feel like this was the first time.
Okay. I'm sure we'll hear from people.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to know. If you don't worry about it. It's okay. I'm just curious. I like to learn.
Speaking of people and tweeting us in, I just want to give a special shout out to all our fans watching in Brazil.
Yay!
Oi, Brazil!
We have so many people. Woo! And Germany, too. I noticed we have a lot of fans from Germany. So lots of shout outs to everybody who's watching. We really appreciate it, especially since the season finale is tomorrow, which we'll get into because I don't want to start
season
crying.
Season finale is tomorrow. Next week.
Tomorrow. Yeah. See, tomorrow. I'm already expecting it. My emotions are crazy.
You're just totally coming apart. It's going to be exciting, though, the season finale.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be... We'll get into that. We should finish out the episode.
All right, so we've got Chad.
Yes, they thought
in the precinct. He's got the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And he's skinny. Lanky.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep, but it wasn't him.
No, and that's why I liked his whole interrogation where he's just, I thought he was going to pull out an inhaler at one point because he was just... and like all frantic.
Yeah.
I remember when I was watching going, does he have a roommate? Maybe someone's trying to frame
him? Me too, yeah.
But then he lives alone.
But why was the mask under his... Oh, did we ever find out why?
Nope.
I think presumably he got set up, but...
I don't know who...
Oh my gosh, we never got that answer. That's interesting.
For all we know, maybe he broke in while Chad was busy, because he looks like he's just there all day. Maybe Gene was able to get away for a little bit and get in. I don't know.
I know, that was weird.
If anybody else maybe missed that, maybe we were busy writing down notes or looking at something, tweeting, whatever. Mm-hmm. Please let us know if we found
drinking,
out.
Guys. We were drinking and we missed it. By the end of the show, we had no idea what was going on.
So anyway, we find out that Gene Vogel is our killer.
Yep.
He actually was taking $4 million, like pieces of money to start his Kickstarter, but it accumulated to $4 million.
He embezzled, a bunch of money from the show.
Yeah, and so of course he tried to play it up like, I don't know what you're talking about. How dare you say that I killed my friend Sid? We're just like,
and it was frantic pressure because the show was about to go live. It's live, people.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, the show's, you know, we're trying to finish and this and this and this, and yeah, it's just crazy. But so of course he tries to run. And they're doing Danny Valentine and
cop girl.
We didn't talk about her.
Oh, making fun of Kate?
She was making fun of Kate.
Or not making fun of her, but trying to get her mannerisms down, which we know they all do on those shows because the people on Saturday Night Live are so good at impersonating people.
I was sitting there going,
really cool.
I just love how she like tried to do her little saunter that she does and then like, stop. And then I love how Castle, she's like, I don't do that, do I? Do I? And Cass is like, is this a true question? Because I don't really know what to answer you because I don't want to be on the couch. And then she just keeps walking and he's like,
yuck. Yeah, you did a good job to the girl. I was like, that was funny.
I was like, no, she didn't. She didn't. I mean, everybody else might think she did, but I think Stana's better than that.
I could have watched. I would love to see someone impersonate her, actually.
Like, yeah, me too.
That would be funny. I could have watched it for a while.
I could totally see someone doing a parody of the two of them.
Yeah.
And doing that kind of stuff. But yeah, I love how he tries to make a run for it on stage and they're doing the castle... the Castle Kate sketch, and he runs right through the door, and she just tackles him onto the couch, and Castle's just like, oh, and everyone's like, yay!
Wait, so the real Kate and Castle come on, which we were like, I was like, this is so meta, because you have the actors playing them, and then they come on, and they do a real tackle of the guy, and then, of course, Castle, right?
Yeah.
Castle's the one to, like, go... Oh, wait, the audience.
We're here.
Wait.
And then he, like, grabs her hand, and they're just like, bow.
Yeah, I love that. Was a really neat way to end it.
Ooh.
What you got?
Beverly Williams, again.
Yes.
You're so damn
Beverly,
awesome.
Beverly, you're bringing it, girl.
Musical performance in season 2, famous last words, Sky and Haley Blue. I totally forgot about that.
Okay.
I need to look that up again.
Yeah.
Not famous in the real world, but there was definitely a performance in the end of the episode. Thank you.
Okay.
You're awesome.
Oh, and thank you for that. And another opportunity. I mean, any cast episode where there's someone dancing makes me happy.
Oh, I know. So we
forgot to mention that while Carly Rae was performing, Beckett and Castle had a little bit of a little turn.
I really hope that was ad-libbed. I really do. I mean, if it wasn't, it's okay. Like, maybe they started to do that and they're like, let's go with it. And then had Chad go, nice moves, you know.
And I wish I had a picture of Castle when he dipped her, because this is what I thought when he did that. I was like, of course Nathan Fillion, like, knows how to dip a woman.
Guys, you should have... JJ is a witness to this.
Gotta know how to dip.
Yeah, that's one. And two... It's not on my bucket list, but when I meet Nathan Fillion, I want to have like an awesome pose with him.
Yes.
That is the one thing I would, if that happened, I would, and I died the next day, totally fine.
Okay. Well, I have to mention this because you brought this up.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, I have interviewed Nathan on the set of Castle.
And Don't play with my emotions, girl.
I did. And I felt the same way. Honestly, I was just trying to figure out, like, how can I touch him and have it be professional? No, I'm totally serious.
That is the sentence of the century right there. How can I touch him and be professional?
But I meant it strictly from a fan point of view. Like, me being a fan, too. Like, what I want to do when I see Nathan Fillion is squeeze his cheeks. So I politely...
Which cheeks?
His face. I want to just go, you're so cute. Like, you're so cute. And I told him this in a very professional sort of way. And he said, well, I have an idea. Let me show you how to give the perfect hug. And I have I will tweet this out again, you guys. But I have video that was shown on ABC of Nathan showing me how to give a hug. And it was so, like, I tried not to talk during it and let him talk. And I'm just, my face is just pink. It was so great.
I have no words.
It was good. Just experience it through me.
I can't. I'm getting emotional. This is terrible. Anyway, so we find out that Gene Vogel was the one. And, of course, we find out for next week. We finally got the episode where we're going to find out what the frick happened to Castle when he was 11.
And his upbringing. This is going to be really interesting.
Oh.
Where are they going to take this episode?
I want to get into your pick your brain for predictions for next week,
okay,
since it's the season finale.
Okay.
And maybe what you want for season 8. So predictions, guys.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. But yes, I also, if you guys want to throw your predictions, which is mostly Boo69Bs, love you, and Beverly Williams, and I think Susanna's still in here, or whoever's in the chat, please put your predictions inside the chat, because I want to know what you guys are thinking.
And thanks for joining us on the chat tonight,
yes,
you guys. Have fun.
So nice. I just want to know what you guys, I mean, obviously I know a lot of people really, 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 really want a baby, but I want other predictions to put up in the chat role.
Anyway. I think that we got our baby in England, the royal baby, Charlotte,
yes, we
this week.
Oh, yeah.
And that's probably the only baby we're going to be
so
talking
big.
About.
So big. Face.
Oh, so cute. So cute. I think that's the only baby we're going to be talking about. I don't think they're going to bring a baby into the episode.
Okay.
I think that we are going to get, obviously, they're teasing us that we're going to get some great insight into Castle's history.
I'm so excited.
Yes. And they've got to throw some kind of a wrench in it.
They've got to.
I don't even know what to say. It's kind of like when I watched the episode tonight. I had no idea till the last 5 minutes who did it.
Seriously.
And I really don't know where they're going with it. But I bet you it's going to be shocking. Because season finale.
Yeah. I'm definitely excited to find out what sparked his writing of being a mystery writer whatever. So it'll be interesting. I'm also trying to figure out, like, from the preview of seeing poor little... tiny Castle being pushed up against a tree by this hooded figure. I'm trying to sit there. I'm like, where are you? What park are you going to? 11 years old, getting shakedowns from hooded figures. But that might be just a dream sequence. I have no idea. But I am really excited to maybe get some extra answers with his whole disappearance, besides the fact that he was doing other stuff. And also just to find out, like, what really haunts him to the point where he can't even tell Kate. I don't know if Mama Shades knows about it, but I'm really excited just to know, like, what happened. I want to know about his past and everything that went on with it. So it's going to be awesome.
So join us next week, guys, as we talk about the season finale. That's going to be exciting. We're going to have more cupcakes and more drinks.
Yeah.
Except you. You're cut off, Alexis. You're cut off.
But thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Heather will be back for our season finale next week. We're so excited. We might have a special guest. We will let you know later.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't decided yet, so we'll get there. But, JJ, where can everybody find you?
Yes, please talk to me this week at J2Snyder on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me all over the interwebs as atorres890. Thank you guys so much again for watching. Please like, subscribe, hit that thumbs up, go on to iTunes, give us 5 stars or 4 if you're really feeling critical, if you want to. We really appreciate it. You know, share it out. Hang out with us live, especially next week for the finale. Again, happy 150th. Ooh,
and don't forget, guys, you have earned this.
You have. And you guys all are amazing, beautiful, wonderful people. And have a good night. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Amazeballs!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.